Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 30, 2023, and tonight it is 5D Immersion. This is the third or fourth time we've done this. It's a consistently popular and powerful event since we started it a while back. So what this involves is moving into 5D the best we can. 5D, as I've experienced it, is an incredibly blissful experience. I call it bliss puree, and it has all sorts of amazing things. And if a person is ready, they can start moving into that and experiencing it like I did a little bit. But if you're not yet that ready, then what you'll get is a lot of cleanup. So just know that tonight, whether it's a bliss ride or whether you feel a lot of heavy stuff being flushed up and moved out, you're either moving into 5D or they're cleaning you up so you can eventually get there. And they'll do the best they can with your current situation. As always, our allies are so perceptive as to what we're actually ready for, and they give us what we need, whether it's what we think it is or not. So that tends to be what happens in this event. As always, I do ask for your undivided attention. And I see a person in the waiting room. That shouldn't be happening. Let me make sure I set that properly. No, the waiting room is not. I'll admit them. So I don't know why Faye got stuck in the waiting room, but she should be coming in here now. Anyhow, I want to acknowledge the people who are here in the live call right now. So welcome to Anjali, Angela, Bree, Brian, Britt, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Kristen, Eric, Faye, Jan, Jeannie, Laura, Marcy, Nikki, Patricia, Phyllis, Risa, Richard, and then we've got a couple of phone callers and James and Stephanie. So, wow, thanks all of you for being here. There's 25 folks so far. And thanks to everyone who's hearing my voice on the recording as well. You are equally welcome. And there's more of you guys who do these events via recording than show up on the live Zoom. So all are welcome and equally contributory. It seems strange, but your energy and space held from the recording is just as powerful in shaping the energy that everyone experiences as if you were on the live call. These are all held beyond time and space in a kind of cool way. And it's not just Awakening Plus. Anyone who does spiritual events like this and creates a recording has the same opportunity to have the same stuff happening. That's how the Akashic Records work. Alrighty. So, as always, I'm going to request your undivided attention while we're doing this, whether you're live or on the recording. Please don't do anything else. Act like you're right here in the room with me. The 5D immersion usually takes around an hour, more or less, so hopefully you'll have that much time blocked off. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Ask the allies to ease you out, and they'll be happy to do that, and that will not disrupt what we're doing. My yawns are not about fatigue. They're one way I process heavy energy, which is part of my job as a facilitator of the event. As always, we'll do our usual intro to energetic events. I'll call the directions of the Mesa, call the allies, create the sacred container, invite you into embodied awakening. And when all that sort of base work is done, then we'll ask the allies, hey, give us all the deepest experience of 5D that serves highest good or whatever will prepare us to get there. And each person will have the experience they need. So that's how it flies. So I'm going to invite you all now to wait. Will I yawn again? And I invite you now, if it's safe, to close your eyes. Give me your full attention, please. As I call the directions and call our beautiful allies, I ask you just to relax into full passivity. If you feel energy moving in you, just feel it. If you don't, feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, your passivity is what will give the beautiful divine beings the greatest opportunity to help you. The more you do for yourself, the less they can do for you in a context like this. And they're so much more capable. Alrighty, so eyes closed. Take a moment just to feel your current feeling in your body and your energy body. Just kind of get your baseline. Okay, we may compare how you feel now to how you feel later. Achamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness that serves highest good. I ask for the maximum blending of my higher self and my personality that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call my partner spirit songs higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call Saraswati. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits. Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our container. Anyone who now wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to invite them now. This works whether you're live or on the recording. Those additional allies are feeling really nice. Thanks for inviting them in. Thank you. All righty, take a moment and feel how your body and energy body feel now. Alrighty. I'm now going to lead you in embodied awakening. This is where you invite your higher self to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Lots of beautiful benefits come from this, and no downside that I'm aware of. If your ego doesn't like the new situation, it can take the driver's seat again, and the higher self will leave, and you can have it back the way it was. So you can try this without risk, and it is reversible. So if you'd like to do this, say the following words out loud to your higher self if possible. Think them if you must. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Become fully passive. Relax completely. Just lets the energy of your higher self come in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. And it kind of soaks into you like water into a sponge. The more passive you are, not trying to help in any way, gives the divine the easiest road in. If you notice that you get distracted, just gently return your attention back to feeling that incoming energy. If you cannot feel that, by the way, just feel your breath come and go. I also invite you to use the least effort that lets you feel what's happening. For most people I work with, that is actually no effort at all. So if you like, just for a moment, try zero effort, just being, not even trying to feel what's happening. If at zero effort, you can still feel the energy coming in, stay at zero. If that's not enough effort, then use the least effort that lets you be aware of incoming energy. Or if you don't have that, the least effort needed to feel your breath come and go on its own. When you're in embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You're all the way there, fantastic. If you're even partway there, that's also great. We'll take any movement toward awakening that is possible. Just relax and stay passive the very best you can and let your higher self give you as much of that sweet consciousness as it can. It will never overwhelm you, whether you're getting awakening or healing. In the context of these invocations, you can always open fully 100% to whatever's happening. with no danger. No matter how deeply you awaken using a process like this, chances are pretty good that a deeper awakening yet is available, inconceivable before it shows up, but once it does arrive, you'll definitely know it. Every awakening I've ever experienced has been a complete surprise. And I think that's just how it plays. Also verbally indescribable, but you can feel it and you can be it. Leave just a moment longer to let your higher self either move you into embodied awakening or make the one you're in as deep as it can go right now. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement. So chances, as I said, are very good that that awakening can eventually get even deeper. Always stay open to something even better than what you can currently conceive, because there is plenty of it. That energy that just came in right there is very nice. Just a moment longer for everyone to either get into embodied awakening or let it deepen. Okay. So y'all humans just hang out while I talk to our helpers. Beautiful divine allies, we are so grateful to be working with you tonight in our 5D immersion event. Allies, our request is that you assist everyone on this call, whether they're live or on the recording, to move into 5D consciousness to the greatest extent that serves highest good. If that is not yet achievable, then please set them up for 5D at the fastest rate that serves highest good. Whatever is in the way of that, would you please clean it up? And of course, in a way that does not overwhelm and that is manageable for the people who are experiencing this. And even if they can't get all the way to 5D, whatever lovely divine consciousness is available and appropriate, we ask that they experience that as well. Give them a little reward for the healing they're experiencing, if you would. We all need encouragement, beautiful allies. Thank you. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This is something better. Thank you, allies. Let's go. And here comes the energy. Now, you humans, you have a very simple task. Relax and receive. I strongly recommend no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just please relax, open with full passivity, utter yin. And the more you chill out and just open up, the easier it's going to be for these beautiful divine beings to fill you with 5D consciousness and or whatever experience serves your highest good. They actually know what you need better than your human part does. So I invite you to move into a state of zero preference the best you can. And know that if you're receiving some lovely bliss or ecstasy or euphoria, of course, that's wonderful on its own merits. But even if you're experiencing challenge and difficulty and strong challenging emotions or sensations, know that that is them clearing up old traumas that you must feel to finally heal. Whenever you have a healing experience in one of our events, know that you opening fully to the experience of it and feeling it completely is the one way to make sure you never have to feel it again. To fully experience the trauma one last time in a manageable way, guaranteed not to overwhelm. In my experience, myself and watching so many clients do a similar thing, has proven to be the very most effective way to heal a trauma once and for all. Any resistance to it because you're afraid of getting overwhelmed. We'll make sure it hangs around longer. It's only you fully opening to it and feeling all of it one last time, knowing that it will not overwhelm. No, it will not feel good. There will be a moment of difficulty. But that moment can pass very quickly if you're willing to feel it. So I encourage you to do that best should any challenging energy come up in this event or any of our events. Just relax and experience without preference. Your only task that I would advise you to do is just to completely feel whatever's happening. Just relax into the pure somatic experience. There may be thoughts and emotions there too. I invite you to let them be in the background. No resistance, no trying to change any of that. But just don't focus on it. Put your attention on what you're feeling, please. It's the feeling that will create the healing and the feeling that will deepen the enjoyment of the lovely higher states too. The way you get to the deeper awakening is by facing the heavy stuff and letting it process out. You may notice heavy energy flushing out your feet or your hands or both. It may leave other ways. Your body may shake or vibrate or tremble. You may cry. You might make sound. You might want to move your bodies in larger, more dramatic ways if that helps energy move. Just whatever it takes, whatever your body wants to do, allow it to do that if you possibly can. And it may be still and silent. Just if there's a healing going on, just let it be what it is. Also, some of you are processing heavy energy for others and know that that is a privilege. If there's heavy energy in your field, just let it pass through. Don't do anything about it except feel it. And your simple awareness of it will allow the beautiful divine allies to move it on through quick and easy with no residue left behind. Don't worry if it's your heavy energy or someone else's. The divine will never give you more than you can do. And being the vehicle for the clearing of someone else's heavy energy that they can't yet do for themselves is tremendous divine service, if that happens for you. I sure have been talking a lot. I'm just passing along what they want me to say. I may be quieter for periods now, so even if I'm silent for several minutes, know that I am present energetically. I will play music if they ask me to, otherwise I won't. I'm doing my best to be just a vehicle of the divine service here. So Benjamin's not initiating here. He's just following divine suggestions. So I invite you to relax, feel, and whatever wants to happen, just please let it happen. Once again, requesting your undivided attention. Please don't do anything else if you're doing this live or on the recording. The quality of the attention you hold will not only affect you, but everybody else on the call, whether they are doing it live or later on the recording. So you are co-creating the event. And please do that in a very mindful, conscious, and respectful way. Thank you. You want me to sing one of the sacred songs I sang on Monday night? So, encore. A penisale la rora en las montañas se oyan cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunairi, Mante kunai kayari. Shamu Ayahuasca summa cunaiiri. Mantai kunai kayari. Appena Endless montagnes say, O yon cantar. Appena sale l'aurora. Endless montagnes say, O yon cantar. Los maestros summa cunae didi. Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari Los maestros summa cunai didi Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. 5D summa cunaiiri. Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari 5D summa cunaiiri Mantai kunai kayari shamu Appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montagnas se oyen cantar. French Broad River, summa cunaiiri. Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari French Broad River summa kunaiiri Mantai kunai kayari Shamu Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Oso blanco summa cunaiiri. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Oso blanco summa cunaiiri. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu Appena sale l'aurora, En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Chacrunita summa kunai didi. Montai kunai kayadi. Chamu yadidididi. Chacrunita summa kunai didi. Montai kunai kayadi. Shamu yadidididi. Shamu yadidididi. Shamu Relax into whatever your experience is. Blissful, challenging, whatever. Just let it be what it is. Oh, we got another song turning into a musical 5D night. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Di 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 di. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Di 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 di. Ayahuasca, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Sunaraya, sunaraya, sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaraya ti. Ayahuasca sunaraya ti. Di 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 di. Shining rock sunaraya ti. Shining rock sunaraya ti. Shining rock sunaraya ti. Shining rock sunaraya ti. Di 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 di. Mount Mitchell sunaraya ti. Mount Mitchell sunaraya ti. Mount Mitchell sunaraya ti. Mount Mitchell sunaraya ti. Di 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 di. 5D sunaraya ti. 5D sunarai sunarayati. 5D sunarai sunarayati. 5D sunarai sunarayati. Boa boa sunarai sunarayati. Boa boa sunarai sunarayati. Boa boa sunarai sunarayati. Boa boa sunarai sunarayati. Chimpanzee sunarai sunarayati. Chimpanzee sunarai sunarayati. Chimpanzee sunarai sunarayati. Chimpanzee sunarai sunarayati. Ocelota sunarai sunarayati. Ocelot sunarai sunarayati. Ocelot sunarai sunarayati. Ocelot sunarai sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarai sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarai sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarai sunarayati. Archangel Michael sunarai sunarayati. I'm personally feeling a lot of healing energy come through right now. If you're feeling that too, just let it pass through. As always, your absolute passivity, only feeling what's coming up, letting the divine allies take care of all the healing stuff. Your attention is just showing them where to go to do the healing. So be fully and uninhibitedly present wherever the energy is that's stirred up, if there is a healing process happening for you. If you're in more of a bliss or ecstatic state, just relax and feel the nice energies. Let them do their thing on their own. The energy is getting really sweet for me. Just relax into whatever you're experiencing. If at any point what I'm describing is not your experience, just be with whatever is happening for you. Do not use effort, please, to match my descriptions. Just go with whatever custom experience is being created for you. These divine allies are very smart and they know what they're doing. So just receive whatever they're offering. They truly know what we humans need better than we do. Is shaking and moving around quite a lot as every energy passes through. If anything similar is happening for you, just let it roll. This is what shamanism looks like sometimes. And sure enough, no sooner did I fully let that heavy energy pass through than I'm shifting to a state of euphoria. Your willingness to feel the heavy stuff increases your capacity to feel the higher vibration stuff. You can only go as high into the ecstatic realms as you're willing to go low to heal. And that specifically means willingness to feel the more difficult, intense, challenging energies. Feel those completely, release them, let them go. That's what launches you into the higher realms of ecstasy. That heavy stuff is the only thing in the way of your experience of those higher realms. Relax and just feel whatever the energy is doing. Getting the sense a lot of people are getting nice ecstatic experiences, a lot are getting more challenging experiences. Just be with whatever it is. Do your very best to release preference. Just fully go with the experience exactly as it is. Oh, that is some big bliss for me. Whatever you're experiencing, just relax into it. Yeah, this is 5D for me. Hope you're experiencing a little of that too. If not, just be with whatever your experience is. It's either putting you into 5D or it's getting you ready for it some other time. And they're going really deep now. So just open the best you can. Let the energies work. Let them work their magic for you. Stay as passive as you can. For some of us, your body now feels more like energy than flesh. There's enhanced divine awareness, enhanced divine consciousness. Just relax into whatever your experience is. Very deep, very powerful. Just relax into your experience. Okay, I'm starting to feel a little more physical awareness, so feels like they're slowly starting to get us back into our bodies if we have been elsewhere. And as always, they're going to do that nice and easy and slow, and they're going to bring as much of this higher divine vibration into your physical body as serves highest good. As always, just relax and let this happen on its own. Please do not help, other than just being passively aware of what the divine is doing on your behalf. The opportunity here is to let this new vibration fill your being and let this higher expression become your new normal, your everyday consciousness, at least until it gets even better after your next awakening in that infinite progression. I'm starting to feel pretty fully present in 3D in the physical body. Just briefly notice where you're at with that. Take a moment and feel how your body is. Notice the overall feeling of the physical body. Note whatever awareness you have of your energy body in and around physical form. Feel all of that at once, if you can. And if you can remember how it felt when we started, when I had your first check-in, compare that to this. Know that however much nicer this may be than that first check-in, it's barely the first step off the starting gate compared to what's possible. Alrighty, wow, it's so deep. Allies, we so appreciate receiving such powerful blessing and healing from you. Let's share the wealth. Allies, please radiate this good medicine out to all beings on earth who will benefit from it. Thank you. You humans, don't do a thing. This is all going to run on its own. Just relax. You may feel energy is passing through you, possibly. Just relax, feel whatever you feel. But the allies are now sending this wonderful medicine we've created to all beings on earth who will serve. And they're pulling more of the same from the infinite supply of divine source. When we share like this, we actually get more, not less. Sharing increases the abundance for everyone energetically. Okay. Thank you, allies, for spreading the wealth. Now, please spread this good medicine to all beings everywhere in the universe who will benefit from this. Thank you. We humans, once again, relax and just let it go. Let it do its thing on autopilot. Okay. Thank you, allies. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close the sacred container? We've got a little final, little bonus energy for each of us. Relax and just let yourself receive it. A little parting gift. And here we are. Thank you, allies. All right, let's close it up in a minute. Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Fiji. Thank you, allies, so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and with whom? That closes the container. So if you wish to give some feedback, ask a question, I'm going to open that up. All right, unmuting is now available if you're on the live call. On Zoom, just hit that little mic icon to remove the slash. If you're on phone, star 6 will mute and unmute you. You're also welcome to type in the chat. And if you got to go, you can go, whether you're live or on the recording or what. But for those who choose to stay a bit longer, we're open for questions and comments. And the allies are giving us a little bit of dessert energy here. So even if no one's talking, we can just enjoy the lovely energy. Nicole types, thank you, Benjamin and allies. That felt really good after a really tumultuous and difficult month. I'm glad that gave you some good juice, Nicole. May your next month be less tumultuous and difficult.
Hi, Benjamin. Thank you for that. This is Britt speaking.
Hi, Britt.
I'm just wondering, right at the beginning, I had a very vivid image of what I perceived as a past life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, was that the 5D? Was that the higher dimensions?
Did it feel more like an earthly scenario, or was it more like a...
No, super ancient, very dinosaur type, like, yeah, energy.
Okay, it depends. 5D is like way beyond usual physical stuff. So if there was a lot of physical stuff, like in Earth physical kind of vibe, then that would not have been 5D. 5D is a very celestial, more vaporous, celestial, subtle kind of field. So there's not a lot of concrete, there's not any concrete physical stuff there. It's more like just a blended energy field. So unless it felt like that, it was probably a more 3D past life thing that you were experiencing, if there was like dinosaurs and more physical things in the field.
I was just wondering, regardless, it was great and very interesting to receive. So, but thank you. I was just wondering.
Oh, good. No, it's a great question, Britt. Your questions are always welcome. Thank you. All right, there's some chat I want to catch up with here. Let me make sure I'm not missing any. Nikki wrote, wonderful light healing energy. Thank you all. We got some nice icons from Nicole and Kristen. Autumn wrote, thank you for doing this. I have the unfortunate habit of getting especially deep around the time you say we're easing back in and it's ending. Oh man, I did the last time I did ayahuasca, I blacked out for I don't know how long in the ceremony. I was just gone, and woke up and they were kind of near the end of the formal process. So I can black out too. It's whatever we need. And in my case, I'm pretty sure it was spiritual anesthesia because they were doing some major work, I think, on my brain and maybe other parts of me. And it would have been too painful or difficult or whatever for me to be conscious. So if you're out, chances are pretty good that the allies made you unconscious on purpose so they could do some kind of healing for you. So that's very common in events like this. So if you're blacking out, there may be a good reason for it. Laura said, thank you. That was really powerful and yummy. Thanks, Laura. Phyllis says, thank you, Benjamin. I felt some sort of shift. I'm not sure what happened, and I enjoyed your singing very much. When I have stuff happen in events like this, I'm mostly oblivious to what the heck is that. Long ago, I stopped trying to figure out in my mind, what does that mean? What is that energy? because so much of these experiences are just totally beyond human understanding. There's energies and there's vibrations, and a lot of it just doesn't translate to human consciousness. So you can feel it. You just can't understand or explain it a lot of the time. And I've just gotten used to that being its own thing and realizing that you can't always bring a human intellectual explanation to it. Not very satisfying for your left brain, but that seems to be how it is. Bree says, first it was big yawns, then it was complete serenity, and then came bliss. Went very deep and felt my energy body expanding beautifully, much needed after the heavy energetic week it's been. Wow, I'm so glad you had a great experience, Bree. Autumn said, you know the purposes of the songs? Well, the simplest possible answer is the songs are called, and again, the allies tell me which songs to play, and they don't force it, but I choose to comply. Each of those sacred songs called Ikaros or Ikaros hold a sacred vibration. And the fill-in things I call in because I'm sorry, I've never called in some of the animals I called in. I don't usually call in, but they came in the field and they needed to be called in. They had some kind of medicine energy that we needed. So the simple ad, the purpose of the songs is to hold vibration in a certain way that will be helpful to the people in the event. Risa says, happy, and there's a full moon icon. Thanks for the happy full moon. Yeah, that's happening here in just a few minutes here. It's after 9 o'clock on August 30, 2023. And it sounds like Bree is there on the mic. Hi, Bree.
Hi, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, perfect. Good. Okay. I just wanted to just give a little update. So the very first time we did the 5D immersion, I didn't really feel anything. I mean, I remember having the yawns, but I remember sitting there, you know, and being like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling what everybody else is feeling. But I know you kept saying, like, you know, eventually after, you know, so many healings and peeling off the onion layers, you will feel it. You know, you'll start to feel the shift. And so tonight was my first time feeling it. So I just want to let everybody know, if you didn't feel, you know, everything yet, like, it is possible, it will come, because my first times I didn't really feel anything, but I just stuck with it. And I'm so grateful that I did, because what I experienced tonight was amazing. And I am so grateful to you all.
Well done, Bree. Good on you for your perseverance. Well done. Yeah, I was when I first started my serious plant spirit work, I was so thick and sludgy and covered over. The ayahuasca had to work really hard to clean me up. But if someone who was as completely insensitive to energy as me could eventually get as sensitive as I am now, then I believe anyone can do it, because I was about as insensitive as you could get when I started. So like Bree, I had to persevere and keep doing what I was doing to peel those layers off. Fortunately, with tools like this, I mean, I still am a huge fan of ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushrooms and all the beautiful plant spirit teachers that can really fast track this stuff, but not everyone is willing and or able to do that. And again, ayahuasca gave me these invocations, and they do some of that work. You do get some of the benefit you would get in a plant spirit ceremony through these Awakening Plus events. So I would never say it's as potent or quick as a plant spirit ceremony, but the allies do what they can in this container, and a lot of good work can be done. The kind of experiences people have are the kinds of experiences that people report in plant spirit ceremonies. You just don't have the extreme psychedelic states, or it's usually not as intense a process as you can get into in those other containers. So do the things that work for you. You know, I do all of it, and each person must feel what they're called to and take appropriate action. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment? I love all the feedback we've gotten so far. It's super helpful. Bree says, one day I'd like to try ayahuasca. Well, when you do, Bree, let me know, and I'll see if I can help point you. Autumn says, same here. Yeah. So as a fair caveat, in most of the U.S., it is illegal. It is notable that in the last year, it's been, on the state level, at least decriminalized in Colorado and, Washington, I think, Oregon. So the feds could still come after you, but it's kind of like beginning to go the way that marijuana did at first. Just a handful of states have legalized it, and now most have, and the feds are kind of laying off for personal use. And it appears that ayahuasca and other plant spirit work, San Pedro, mushrooms, peyote, are all being, made more generally available just in a couple of states so far, but I expect that to spread. The trend looks good. And in terms of ayahuasca, I'll say what I always say. I would not recommend doing ayahuasca or any of these powerful plant spirit psychedelic experiences unless you are ready to face the most challenging, difficult, horrific traumas you've ever experienced for hours on end with no way out but through. Because these plant spirit teachers can put you in that stuff, and then they will do a tough love thing and they'll hold you in there until it heals. And there's nothing you can do about it. So don't do the powerful plant spirit work unless you are truly ready to face the deepest traumas you've ever had. It may be harrowing to go through it. And if you do go through it, though, and you relax and release like I'm teaching you to do here in Awakening Plus, you can do tremendous healing in a stunningly small amount of time. I've lost track of how many times I've heard people say, oh my God, the healing I had in that plant spirit ceremony was more effective than like 5 or 10 years of psychotherapy. So it's a very intense path. It's really fast and it's really intense. So just know that that's what you're getting into if you move in that direction. Reese says, oh wow, LOL. Yeah. It's great for me. And I think it's the most powerful spiritual work I've ever done. At the end of my book, I go deep into, how much faster this has worked for me than anything else. But, I like intensity, and that's not everyone's choice. Well, speaking of the book, just today, the Audible audiobook of Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More, is up for pre-order. It will officially release on September 19, 2023. So if you've been waiting on my audiobook, it's up, it's approved, and the release date will be September 19. Why so long? Because I wanted to pick a good astrological day. I wanted a new moon. I wanted the moon's void to be, there's certain astrological factors I wanted to be in place. So I wanted Mercury and Venus direct. There's certain things that just wanted to be there, but you can pre-order it anytime you want on Amazon. So it's up there and it'll be on Audible and other services for audiobooks on September 19th. So I'm super excited to finally have that queued up and good to go. I've completed my work on it, and now it's just waiting for it to hit the world. Autumn says, I feel like psychedelics in general are great therapy, but I hear that's much more. I don't know if there was more after that, Autumn, but that's as far as I got. That's much more something, possibly. Yeah, psychedelics are very powerful medicine. And what I will say in addition is that make sure you are being safely facilitated, especially if you're doing the heavy duty stuff like ayahuasca, San Pedro, or like MDMA. Mushrooms are a little safer to do solo if you're on a reasonable dose. But if you're getting into heavy duty major plant spirit teachers, be sure you are being held in space by a qualified facilitator who really knows what they're doing, and they're totally on the side of love and light, because there are light shamans and there are dark shamans, and you don't want to get into the grips of a dark shaman. They can really mess you up. So be sure your facilitator is qualified and high vibration. Autumn says, sorry, man, ayahuasca is more therapeutic. I don't know. I've had powerful healings on ayahuasca, San Pedro, mushrooms. Those are the three major plant spirit teachers I've worked with. They can all be super helpful. Again, mushrooms are not as intense most of the time, unless you do like a heroic dose. But they've all been therapeutic. The difference I would say between ayahuasca and San Pedro or Huachuma, ayahuasca tends more to go into the higher celestial realms, and you're more likely to have a out of body, more, high vibration, light body kind of experience with ayahuasca. San Pedro Huachuma tends to work more in 3D, and it's very eager to clean up your emotional body and your physical body. So San Pedro is really good for healing trauma, really good for physical health, Now you can definitely be in altered states. My experience with San Pedro is you are definitely altered, but you're altered in 3D. And a shaman would say you're altered in the middle world, where you still have the five senses awareness, but you're feeling the energy real strongly that, you know, is in and around all the 3D stuff. But there's less likelihood of going into realms beyond 3D, where it's, you know, higher dimensions and higher celestial realms. You can. I've definitely had that experience with San Pedro too. It's just ayahuasca tends more often to move to those realms, whereas San Pedro more often tends to focus in the physical realm on emotional and physical healing, in my experience anyway. Your mileage may differ, but that's been my overall thing. But either well facilitated, even mushrooms well facilitated, can be very powerful, very helpful. So that's what I've experienced anyway. And I've done over 300 plant spirit ceremonies over 17 or 18 years. So I've got a little bit of experience to be able to speak to it. Nothing like the people I know who've done thousands of ceremonies, but, you know, at least I got a good start. Autumn says, would San Pedro be a good stepping stone? Sure. Some people work only with San Pedro. You just have to feel what you're called to. And again, as long as you've got a qualified shaman who is of high vibration and benevolent intent, you're working in a safe container, then I would say either San Pedro or ayahuasca or even mushrooms could be really amazing. So that's if you're called. You know, Awakening Plus certainly doesn't require any of that stuff. And the whole point with Awakening Plus is to get some of that benefit just from home using Zoom or your recordings or whatever. All right. Any other questions or comments before we wrap this baby up? All righty. Let me just tell you how grateful I am that you're in Awakening Plus and choosing to be part of our beautiful community. Thanks for if you're on the live call. Thanks if you're on the recording. There just aren't enough words to express how grateful I am that y'all are showing up and letting me help you. So grateful. And you're helping me too. Everybody's winning here. All right, let's wrap it up, folks. This is our last event for August. And before the first, you'll get an email. And it'll have the next month stuff. We are doing at least one new event next time. And you'll find out about that when you read your email. So blessings to one and all. And I wish you all a wonderful everything. Bye for now.